Chapter 6. The Sanctifying Spirit. The 13th book of Hermes Trismegistus, such a powerful book, says in verse 3 that the good demon has accordingly called the gods immortal men, and men mortal gods. The central consciousness of the human being is located in the heart sanctuary, and it is in continuous close contact with the pelvic sanctuary, the subconscious, and with the nature-born consciousness, which has its seat in the head sanctuary. These three, as a cooperating unity, do not remain static, generally speaking. On the contrary, in most people, the consciousness is in a state of intense agitation, which particularly affects the heart, the seat of the central consciousness. You will be familiar with this agitation of the heart, the disquiet and dividedness, the anxiety, worry, and fear that can arise in it, constantly demanding your attention and bringing your entire nervous system into a state of tremendous tension. If this continuous conflict were indeed a static, unchangeable state of soul, one would be in a condition that the Bible calls hardening of the heart. Such a state is generally incurable, hopeless. The fluctuations in your consciousness, which are sometimes so acutely painful, all those constant changes in your soul state, are always evidence of an aim which has not yet been attained. As long as that goal has not yet been reached, the soul state will remain in that fiercely agitated condition. That is why Hermes says in the third verse, "The spirit is a benefactor of the souls of men. It works on them and forms them for the sake of the good." Even in the present racial body, with its highly crystallized state, human life has a purpose. As long as that purpose has not yet been reached, man will be kept constantly in a state of agitation. And what is the purpose? Well, man of this present day generation is a mortal god. This means that he is called to the kingship of the spirit. That is the destiny for which he was made. As long as this kingship has not been attained, there will be no equilibrium in the soul state, in the focus of the heart. The peace of the people of God only comes to the child of God when God himself, the spirit itself, is able to manifest in the child. The word God means the infinite, perfect spirit. If this spirit is not yet able to make its dwelling in the human being, then he is not yet a true human being. He is hounded along his path in life, and anything can happen to him. He can stray and be lost. He can crystallize and become totally calcified and be afflicted with all the attendant phenomena of sickness and death. And sickness and death are purely the result of not yet having attained the aim of life and the incidents that may consequently arise. The soul state and its activities are fueled by the nerve fluid, the nerve ether, and the other corresponding soul fluids. Nerve ether is nothing else than astral fire, received and inhaled by the mighty pineal organ and radiating throughout the bodily system. Via the pineal gland, and in keeping with its quality, what has been inhaled is radiated throughout every part of the personality. The pineal gland and everything that pertains to it is the most important part of the human organism. Even at birth, it is already in a specific condition that corresponds to the state of the race, the family, and the individual microcosmic past. The pineal gland also has a radiation field, the pineal aura. It has a diameter of about 50 centimeters. It is as a result of this radiation field and its quality, a quality determined by the nucleus of the aura, that the nerve ether is brought into its specific condition. Anything not in keeping with the nature and quality of the pineal aura simply does not enter the system. It cannot be inhaled by the pineal gland. The quality of the nerve ether, which Paracelsus called the archeus, determines, among other things, your state of health, your level of strength or weakness, any possible illnesses or tendencies towards ill health, and also the nature and quality of your soul state and its fluctuations. So from the point of view of your liberation, it is wonderful, Wasken, and that is why the spirit is such a benefactor of the soul, as Hermes says, Alti, that as long as the quality of your archaeus falls below a certain level, all your difficulties, whatever they may be, will go on existing. As long as you have not solved the great puzzle of your life, your difficulties will continue. That is why your soul state is goaded on until you understand all the causes of your suffering and strike at the root of them. The pineal center is meant to be the point of contact, the point of entry, and the dwelling place of the spirit. It was made for this purpose. The entire alchemical wedding of Christian Rosicross culminates in this. And now, driven onward by your soul state, enabled by your soul state, you must make the sacrifice of your whole self in unconditional total self-surrender. Out of this sacrifice, a new soul state will arise, and the spirit, that is, God, will then be able to touch you and stream into the archaeus. When the spirit touches you, it is the Holy Spirit, the healing spirit, the divine physician. It is in response to the cry of the new soul state that the spirit touches you and finds the pineal gland, the pineal aura, and the archaeus in a certain condition. And immediately you will experience an acute pain, a fierce anguish, an extreme tension. It is the sanctifying spirit burning through your being as a scorching fire, a fire of purification. But if one accepts this fire and is able to apply its results, one will, after the encounter with the sanctifying spirit, meet the Comforter, which means contact with the spirit in a higher aspect. Before the Comforter can appear in you, the system must first be purified. That is why the sanctifying spirit comes before the great mercy of the Comforter. That is why things like tranquilizers and various nerve therapies are in fact not capable of solving your physical problems, and it would be foolish for a pupil Gnostic to think they could. Of course, it is possible to tranquilize your nervous system with narcotics and various other remedies, and hence to influence your archaeus against its nature in your nervous system. But you should realize that by doing so, you will simply be displacing your difficulties. You will be shifting the nature of your tensions, for instance, to other aspects of your light vesture, such as the blood, the endocrine system, or the serpent fire, or even to the seven mirrors in the head sanctuary, the seven weight, the seven cerebral cavities, and that would be the most fatal of all. If you use such methods to calm your nervous system, it could well have a calming effect on your heart also. You breathe a sigh of relief, and who would begrudge you that? But it is a false calm, which sometimes proves that the seven mirrors, the seven candelabra, have been temporarily removed from their places, as the Book of Revelations puts it. For all the forces entering the pineal center are projected into your system via the seven cerebral cavities, the seven mirrors. And it can happen that for a short period of time, these seven mirrors stop working, they suspend their activities, they become dull, and can therefore no longer project. During these moments, you will experience, or at least you may experience, a false calm. The candelabra will then have been temporarily removed from their places. Let us assume that this does not happen, that the sanctifying spirit does not withdraw from your system, but is able to remain active within it. Then it will continue its work of purification in a different way. Your problems will continue to exist, or, as is often the case, they will become even worse. But anyone who accepts this suffering so necessary for him, this fire of purification, with joy and understanding, on the basis of the new soul state, will be relieved of his suffering in the shortest and most positive way possible. And it gives us joy to know that there are physicians who themselves are engaged in this process and who can give very good advice, for instance, in connection with diet and other physical habits, and that there are doctors who, in some cases, can help the malfunctioning organs and therefore play a very important role. So we are very grateful that there are physicians who have joined the school, because they too have been attracted by the process it follows. However, what we are getting at now is that we are under an obligation to show you how, as a pupil, you can unleash the help of the Holy Spirit. Everyone needs that help. Without it, they are nothing and can do nothing, and suffering will continue to exist. So, if the sanctifying Spirit has begun its work in you and you have been stabbed by the sword of the Spirit, as indeed has already happened or will soon happen in many of you, thanks be to God, then wouldn't it be a great shame if, driven by anxiety, worry, and fear, you were to stand in the way of this process? Tranquility in your archaeus, and hence a more harmonious soul state, can only take shape in you when the sanctifying Spirit has really sanctified you, or is engaged in carrying out that merciful work. Therefore, experience your soul state as the great benefactor of the human soul, even if you are having an extremely hard time. For the aim of the good demon, the aim of the whole, of the creative, original nature as it is manifested in the true human soul, is to make all human beings into immortal, transfigured beings into human gods.